Aloha, good evening. We're so happy all of you could come this evening to honor Gurudeva at this time of 1 year after his passing. This is our island event, reaching out to everyone, all our friends on the island, giving them a chance to come and remember Gurudeva together with us. At the monastery, we're also complementing this with 5 days of traditional Hindu ceremonies for the monks, the members, and our Hindu friends on the island as well. So this isn't our only event. This is just one of 5 days of activities. Thinking about Gurudeva and what to say, I thought I'd start by saying Gurudeva was certainly a spiritual leader par excellence of the highest quality. And in Hawaii, we call that kilohana. He had the ability to lift up the spirit of everyone he met, encourage them to try again if they had not succeeded, lift them up from the negative states of mind of anger and fear and despair and doubt into a positive perspective that everything is all right, and that they have the ability to succeed. He expanded their vision of what it was possible to achieve from the limited to the unlimited. Of course, everyone who knew Gurudeva on Kauai considered him a spiritual leader. However, most had no idea how global his influence had been, how widespread his accomplishments. The commemorative magazine on his life that the monastery produced in April 2002, and there are a few copies in the back if you didn't receive one, and mailed to many friends on the island, changed all of this. Afterwards, many comments came in saying the same thing. We had no idea of Gurudeva's global accomplishments. Thank you so much for sharing these magnificent achievements with us. After Gurudeva's passing last November, all our friends on the island shared the same concerns about the monastery. Some verbalized them to us, and others didn't, but we knew they were wondering too. Would the monastery be able to continue at all without Gurudeva as leader? Was it going to still exist? Would it continue to support the same island projects as Gurudeva did? What about the building of that magnificent stone temple? Would it be able to continue? And will we be able to visit and show the monastery to our friends and families as before? The answer to each of these concerns, of course, is a very strong yes. The monastery has continued to exist. It continues to support the same island projects as Gurudeva did. And yes, the temple construction continues at the same pace as before. And yes, a steady stream of visitors is found on almost all days on the monastery grounds. In closing, I would like to share a portion of Mayor Marianne Kusaka's acknowledgement of the invitation to this event, which her schedule did not permit her to attend. To quote, Gurudeva continues to be alive and vibrant in our hearts and minds. His spirit and efforts to make it possible for every student on Kauai to know Pilahi Paki's aloha values are unparalleled. In spite of his transition, the learning of those values will continue as children enter classrooms each day. His quiet, simplistic approach to reaching for the sky when setting goals and expanding a vision will forever be a source of inspiration in my contributions to community. Mayor Marianne Kusaka. Thank you very much.